This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado voters are likely to find a lot of questions waiting for them when they open their ballots this fall. In addition to measures proposed by citizens, there are 8 measures for voters to decide on from state lawmakers. Those questions range from imposing an excise tax on guns and ammunition to changing the rules on bail for murder suspects, plus giving more disabled veterans a property tax break. A handful of high school artists found out recently that their works have won a rare honor. They'll be part of the annual Congressional Art Show in the U.S. Capitol. 16-year-old Sky Little Cloud of Longmont entered the contest on a whim. Her painting called The Hoof Protector was selected by a panel from Congressman Jonah Goose's office. It was inspired by Dear Woman, a legendary Native American figure.
I put lots of energy into it and lots of thought behind it, especially with my Indigenous culture. It means a lot to us.
Little Cloud and the state's other contest winners will get to travel to D.C. later this spring to see their art on display in the Capitol. President Joe Biden has nominated Lieutenant General Tony Bauernfeind to lead the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Bauernfeind currently leads the Air Force's Special Operations Arm. If approved by the Senate, he'll take over for the Superintendent Richard Clark, who plans to retire next month. Clark has spent 38 years in the Air Force, and he's the first Black superintendent in the Academy's history. Snow is possible in the mountains, but on the Front Range, it'll be cooler with showers throughout the day. For your Tuesday, Western Slope and Front Range highs looking in the 50s and 60s. Things will warm up across the state midweek. And then looking ahead to your Memorial Day weekend, it's possible that rain could happen, but it's still a little early to tell. More news is at CPR.org. Thank you so much for tuning in and for supporting CPR News. Have a great Tuesday.